Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The NCAA Board of Directors is set to address bylaw changes regarding gender in sports. KSRM's Coach Dan Gensel provides this report.
Major changes to the designation of high school sports teams in regards to gender will be addressed at the Alaska School Activities Board of Directors meeting scheduled for May the 1st in Valdez. The ASAA Board Spring Meeting will discuss and vote on changes to the ASAA Bylaws Article 7 on sanctioned activities, specifically on separate sports divisions. ASAA Executive Director Billy Strickland stated that in a recent resolution by the Alaska State Board of Education requested by the Department of Education and Early Development to require ASAA to change its policy regarding divisions based on biological sex. The proposed amendment before the board would meet that resolution's request. Changes before the ASA board, according to Strickland, would amend Article 7 to directly address sports designations, double division sports. Those are sports with two designated teams, girls and boys, for example, basketball, would designate one team solely comprised of biological females, while the other team is open to both biological males and females. Strickland on the double division sports.
And those divisions would be one division, which only biological females could participate. The other division would be open to all students. It's one that would continue to allow every student the opportunity to participate somewhere.
The changes to Article 7, if approved by the board, would clarify the divisions in sports in single, double, and co-ed, and would bring the ASAA policy in line with the Alaska Board of Education policy. Strickland explained that the new bylaw revisions would establish guidelines designed to ensure competitive fairness.
Deal with something before it became an issue as opposed to later, because at that point, you don't get that opportunity back for the student that maybe was negatively impacted.
The current ASAA bylaws, the revised bylaws, which are up for the vote, and the Department of Education resolution, all available on our new story regarding changes to gender in sports at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Dan Gensel.
An agreement for non-interruptible natural gas from NSTAR will ensure Home Electric Association a reliable supply of gas and the ability to provide power at the lowest cost to its members. The Alaska Electric and Energy Cooperative, a subsidiary of Home Electric Association, signed a gas supply procurement agreement with NSTAR Natural Gas Company on Thursday, April 6th, supporting HEA with access to additional gas supplies. HEA will begin receiving a firm supply of non-interruptible natural gas from NSTAR as early as April of 2024. Barring any unforeseen circumstances and upon RCA approval of the necessary gas sales service agreement, this initial contract between HEA and NSTAR provides HEA with opportunities to secure Cook Inlet gas for the foreseeable future. NSTAR also has a gas contract with Hilcor through March of 2033. This is an exciting time for HEA and its members on the Kenai Peninsula, said Brad Janorski, general manager for HEA. HEA's mission is to safely provide reliable electricity to our members and our community through superior customer service and innovative energy solutions at a fair and reasonable prices, Janorski said, adding that he is optimistic for the future of the utility. NSTAR President John Sims said of the agreement, the gas supply procurement agreement between NSTAR and HEA is proof of the collaborative and innovative work being done in the Cook Inlet to address customer needs for natural gas. I'm proud of this work and our ability to partner with HEA on this agreement. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.